Yeah, I mean, so far so good, obviously. Four wins out of four. I suppose you've got to take into account the opposition that they've been facing, with no disrespect to them. Clubs from League Two and League One. Like you say, Liverpool, a different kind of test, really. An interesting test. Lots of top-quality players, a lot of excitement in the build-up to the game, big crowd, so it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, when you talk about the pre-season, it's been a bit of a... been a bit of an odd one as a Town fan. We're so used to the fact that by this time, Doug, you might have had one or two people to new faces to get used to, and we might then see one or maybe two more incomings before the start of the season, before the end of the transfer window. Town, I mean, everyone knows because they've caught so much attention from people. It's been so many signings coming in. It's been so unusual.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of new signings, certainly more than probably any other season in the club's history. A new look team, really, with a core of people that were here last season, but with so many new signings, you almost sort of lose track of who to look at first, really. Yeah, there's so many of them. It's like a tally in the sweet shop in a way, isn't it? But yeah, really interesting. Obviously the Wagner revolution, as the club call it, that's in full swing. There's a definite sense of optimism and a definite sense of sort of excitement and interest about the club at the moment, and that's great, because like you say, we haven't been used to that in the last sort of 20 years, really. So long may it continue.
The Shankly Trophy, as it's being dubbed, for Wednesday against Liverpool, is going to be a lot of fans' first opportunity to actually see these new players. Who so far for you has really stood out? Who will they be seeing? Well, you imagine they seem like a good performance from.
In their own way, a lot of them have looked good, and a lot of them, it's clear that they're still settling into the new club and the new system. I think if I was to pick one, it would be Jack Payne, the forward that they brought in from Southend United. He's looked really lively, a real good-looking prospect. He came with a good reputation, a young player who's still developing, but, he certainly looks to fit the bill. And also maybe Elias Kachunga up front. He's looked a real good hard worker. All the fans are clamouring for a striker. A lot of them seem to think there'll be another striker coming in, though I'm not absolutely convinced about that. But I think Kachunga, will be a real useful asset to have alongside Naki Wells, and will cause a lot of problems in the Championship.
That leads me on nicely to something I wanted to ask you about. David Wagner last week saying pretty much this is my transfer business done. A lot of fans still feel there is that slight element up front where you've got Naki Wells and Elias Kachunga. I've not seen Kachunga, but reports suggest that they are a similar player. Now, there's this talk then from the fans that we could do with a secondary plan B. Now, we know that under David Wagner, Huddersfield will always try and play the same way, but they might try and look for somebody who, if Naki Wells or Kachunga aren't making an impact, somebody maybe bigger, taller, stronger, who can bring the others in. But it sounds as though, from David Wagner's perspective, that no, that's it, I'm happy.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like that. And, you look at the people that they've brought in and the amount of money it's cost, you'd imagine that they're getting fairly close to the budget that was set for bringing in people, which is going to make it very difficult to bring in, a sort of £1 million striker, if you like. Strikers obviously cost money. They're the guys that everybody wants, the real sort of talisman of any team. So it's not that easy, and particularly when you factor in the fact that we play that very rigid system of one up front. It's fairly difficult to get a high quality striker who's happy to come and only play half the games or less, probably, given the form that Naki might be in, or Kachunga. So, it's a difficult equation. David Wagner certainly seems very relaxed about it. We've asked him about it several times. He seems completely unruffled. And I guess the other factor to take into account is because Town play that 4-2-3-1 formation, you're sort of talking about four forwards, really, when you're in that attacking phase of the game. The pre-season friendly so far, I think six different people have scored, which is another good sign. I think Wagner certainly likes to think of the threat coming from all over the pitch rather than just relying on that one man up front, which we clearly have tended to do over the last few seasons. So a different kind of approach. I can understand why fans are worried. I can understand why they might want another striker in, but it does seem like Wagner will go with the people he's got at this stage. It would take something untoward in terms of an injury or a departure to make him act and bring somebody else in. So it's going to be interesting in those early weeks of the season.
Just with the budgets, you've had the similar sort of scenario in going through your mind as I have, really, Doug, which is, we must have reached or be getting close to the kind of area where we're at our budgets. Can you see that there might be an outgoing that the fans don't want? I mean, there might be one or two fringe members of the squad may go. I mean, I don't really want to call him fringe member of the squad because he's been brilliant, but there's Dean Whitehead, that was a rumour for Rotherham. There's then the Philip Billing rumour, which I'm glad actually seems to have disappeared slightly, but that West Brom link. Now, if you were to look at Billing you would imagine would bring in big money for town. So would that... Well, would that be useful almost? Or do you think for town, I really hope that this is more the case, is about, he's one of the crown jewels, let's try and fight and keep him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Huddersfield Town made no secret of the fact that, you know, part of the plan for going forward is that they do sell players from time to time and, you know, buy players as an investment and at some stage sell them on. So, you know, it wouldn't be a massive surprise. I'm not saying it's going to happen now, but at some stage, obviously, you know, Naki Wells is likely to move on, Philip Billing's likely to move on at some stage. It'd clearly be, you know, the existing players that are here already, you know, the ones that David Wagner's brought in are all on sort of long-term contracts and seem to be here, you know, for a long-term project, which he keeps talking about. So it wouldn't be a surprise to see that happen. I guess it always depends on the offer that comes in. You know, you do get to that stage, a tipping point where you've got to act because, you know, for various reasons, you know, that money might not be an offer in another 6 months or another year, given the fact that we've got the transfer windows as well to add into an already complicated scenario. So at some stage, I would envisage those two leaving, but, you know, maybe not now. I don't think that's in the plan that they've got. But like I say, you know, you don't know what's around the corner in terms of what other clubs want. And as the end of the transfer window nears, clubs start to get a little bit more worried, a bit more desperate to fill the gaps that they've got. You know, they may come back in with offers that town will find hard to refuse. Who knows? But like I say, at this stage, I don't think it's in the plan.
7:45 Wednesday, Town play Liverpool. The Shankly Trophy, I suspect from the Liverpool side, this is actually more just part of an early part of their pre-season. But it's as a concept, it's been very well received by the Town fans. I mean, the ticket sales, I think I've seen something that you've put on the Examiner, Doug, about this will be our biggest friendly attendance since about 1951 or something.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's caused a huge amount of interest. I mean, already the season card offer got taken up well. I guess most of the folk that are around that have a season card will want to come to this game as well. The pricing structure has been good as well for the Liverpool game, you know, £15 for adults, £5 for concessions offer for kids. Obviously, the start of the school holidays, lots of kids want to come down and watch, and that's great, you know, because they're obviously the fans of the future, the kind that you want to get excited and get involved in the club. And, you know, fair play to town. They've taken steps to improve things in terms of the attendance, the atmosphere down there. And, you know, it should be a really good night. You know, everybody wants to see, you know, big, good quality teams like Liverpool come to the stadium, see them firsthand. And for town to take them on is going to be interesting as well. So it's got all the recipe of a good night. You know, you've also had the Klopp Wagner situation, obviously, old friends and old colleagues at Borussia Dortmund. So lots of ingredients that make this an attractive game. And, you know, hopefully, a good entertaining game as well.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it. For me, Doug, it's going to be my first opportunity to see a lot of these players and certainly to, well, see the new ones, but, you know, to kind of see how things are gelling. So looking forward to that. As always, Doug Thompson, always brilliant to get you on Radio Yorkshire. Thank you very much for joining me.
No problem. It's a pleasure.